Orlando from Woodstock, New York. I just wanted to leave a comment about a commentary I just heard on the baseball All-Star game and the negativity by the commentator about how it's a meaningless game and how it's a waste of time and how baseball is not in touch with reality. But the most important thing that you need to remember about All-Star games is they're not for adults, they're for kids. When I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, I watched the All-Star game to the very end. I took it seriously, and I waited to see my player from my team hit. If we all realize that All-Star games and exhibitions are for tomorrow's fans, not the current fans who are cynical, but tomorrow's fans who are wide-eyed and rooting hard for their team, whether it's reality or not, it would be a lot more fun to watch.
This is Peter Botten. I'm calling from Williamstown, Massachusetts. I've been a listener of WAMC since 1979. Either year-round or seasonal. Currently, I'm a seasonal member of WAMC, and right at this moment, I'm enjoying the Tanglewood concert as I sit on my porch in Williamstown and listen to this lovely music from the Boston Symphony. But everything on WAMC from the morning until the late night is worth it. And I'm calling to ask everyone who's a seasonal listener to become a member. I've just sent my check, and I hope that everyone else who's a seasonal listener will do the same. It is a great station and worthy of our support.
Hello, I'm calling because I'm a fan of the ballet, which is now just opening its back, and I'm regretting that WAMC gives such short shrift to our ballet. We hear about Massmocha and Tanglewood all the time, and I want to hear you publicizing SPAC and the ballet, which is a short season, but we need to know about it.
Jan Bradley, Windsor, Mass. On July 8th, I heard a most disturbing report by Eleanor Beardsley concerning genetically modified crops, GMOs. She said, only the uninformed and uneducated are still concerned about the safety of genetically modified crops such as corn, soy, and sugar beets. She said, Europe's general ban of our GMO crops is based on ignorance. And she said, there's no reason to label foods containing GMOs. For a moment, I thought it was an April Fool's Day spoof. But it's July. Talk about bias and propaganda? Not once did she mention the word Roundup, nor did she say that these crops are genetically altered so that they will withstand huge doses of this herbicide Roundup. And we are eating more and more Roundup residue. We also know that the active ingredient in Roundup kills the bacteria in our gut, some of which have very important functions in our overall health. This leads to gut inflammation and immune system stress. Over time, it's not a big leap to a variety of cancers. I'd call that an educated concern. What, is Monsanto underwriting NPR too?
I'm Lee Clark in the Plattsburgh, New York area. I just had one of those driveway moments listening to alternative radio, the talk by Michelle Alexander entitled Incarceration Nation. As a visitor of prisoners in both state and federal prisons for many years, I was familiar with a lot of what she said, but her ability to put the big picture before us was remarkable. Her association of our old get tough on crime legislation with the new punitive immigration proposals makes her call to action a very compelling one. I've ordered copies to share. I want to thank Northeast Public Radio, this time just with words, but at the next fund drive, I'll do it the other way. Thanks.